We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller and Dr. Jacqueline Rivers, the Early Curriculum Specialist for Sylacauga City Schools. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good.
We are so excited about the opportunity to bring great news to, obviously, to the community. And this morning you have some great news to share with everybody about the first class pre-K registration. What's this all about?
So it opens up today. Many may not realize, but we have four pre-K classrooms at Indian Valley, and these are offered for students who are 4 years old, or at least will be four as up to September 1st. And so this is a completely free program for students. It is a lottery-based program, which I know Dr. Rivers will talk about in a minute. There's a lottery system drawing names on whether or not you get into the program. But as I said, it's housed at Indian Valley. We do have four classrooms. There are 18 students in each classroom. There are two teachers in each classroom, and these teachers receive extensive training from the Alabama Department of Early Childhood on how to really teach students creatively in that age group. So everything is geared towards their learning style, best practices for teaching children that are four, and really getting them acclimated to school, acclimated to learning. It covers a multitude of standards. They have certain gold standards that they have to achieve in the program. And so, and I'll let Dr. Rivers talk a little bit more about it, but I can say firsthand, one, my grandson is in the pre-K program right now at Indian Valley and absolutely loves it and has learned so much. And he's very much a hands-on learner. And so the way the program is structured, they are learning all day long, but they're learning through different mechanisms. So it's not just sitting in a seat. They're learning by doing. They're learning through play. They're learning how to interact with peers. It's multifaceted, really what he's learning academically, socially, emotionally in that classroom. And I can't speak highly enough of just what is being done there and what the way that our teachers are leading that and the guidance they're getting from Alabama Department of Early Childhood, guidance they're getting from Dr. Bruno, the principal. She is actually serves on a committee. She went through P3 leadership training and actually serves as an advisor on that committee. And then, of course, the leadership they're getting from the central office level with Dr. Rivers.
Well, I know it sounds like you are so excited about this, and it's something that is near and dear to your heart, because this is the foundation of education for life. Dr. Rivers, you are the elementary curriculum specialist. Did I say that right earlier?
No, but we weren't going to correct
you. You're going to stop me. I am so sorry. What did I say earlier? We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's early in the morning, and we're going to give you a pass.
Appreciate that. You are the elementary curriculum specialist for Sylacauga City Schools. So in your position, how important? Can you give a little bit more insight as to why this is so important that people consider registering? You know, today's the first day, but they do have through March 14th, but to consider registering for their kids for this upcoming year.
Sure. So preschool provides the opportunity for students, like Dr. Eller mentioned, to become accustomed to classrooms, to accustomed to school. Our pre-K program lets students to have access to the library, fine arts, music, art. They even have physical education. They have their own playground that we are in the process of revamping right now, trying to update it a little bit for their students. And it just gives them the environment to learn in. A lot of our families may not have an opportunity to pay for their children to attend a daycare. So this gives them an opportunity to at least have their child have a basic understanding of what school is about before they enroll in kindergarten.
It's, you know, just kind of reading through the guidelines here, and just to kind of reiterate what you were saying, it's open to all children 4 years of age on September the 1st of this year who are residents of Alabama. But as far as like registering where, you know, obviously we're talking about the Indian Valley opportunity here. Do you have to be living within the Sylacauga City School District for this? How does this work?
We give precedence to Sylacauga City, if you're zoned for Sylacauga City Schools.
Okay.
So those students will get preference first. We do have a random selection. So after the cutoff date of March the 14th, we'll pull all the names. We'll do a random selection on the 18th. And the students that are not selected will go on a wait list. So even if someone was chosen, they may opt out of participating, then you at least have an opportunity to be able to come to our school system and do it. But when you do register, you do have the opportunity to register for different programs in the area. So that's one thing that we would highly encourage you to do, is to register for all the programs in the Sylacauga area so that you have the opportunity to get into somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. So there's not, it's not just Indian Valley. We're talking specifically about Indian Valley. We want you to be at Indian Valley, but there's also, there's B.B. Comer, there's Sycamore, you said, maybe?
Sycamore has one.
There's others around that you will see on the registration page. Yes.
Drew Court has one.
Okay.
I think the Busy Bees, is that what they call the daycare here in town?
So. Yeah.
They have one as well. Now, the only difference is, and we are only, we're one of the only systems that provide this, but we actually provide transportation.
Okay.
If you are a Sylacauga City Schools zoned student,
right,
we actually provide transportation for you for pre-K as well.
Wow, I can imagine that's a tall task.
It's challenging.
It's very challenging.
It's very challenging for our drivers.
Props to you on that. Yes. Props to the drivers, yes. I should say. That's a valiant effort. I cannot imagine wrangling up a bunch of 4-year-olds.
Yes.
No, I can imagine. But I mean, that's a big benefit to be able to, you know, for the parents that need to take advantage of that, for them to know that you have that opportunity.
Well, we know that transportation is a barrier.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
For many.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So we are doing everything we can in our system to eliminate as many barriers as we can so that these students can receive education.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's it's of the utmost importance. Dr. Rivers, what are some of the specific opportunities that the kids will have? I know Dr. Eller just kind of mentioned through play and through creative ways. Can you kind of touch on some of those a little bit more on what students will be experiencing in the classroom?
Sure. So the teachers teach the students just as if they were in regular kindergarten. They learn their ABCs, their colors, they learn how to write. All of the fine motor skills that come with a 4-year-old, they work on those skills, and social skills, because a lot of students may not interact with others, especially if they're only children in their family. So teaching the kids how to play with other kids is a huge challenge. Following rules, just following procedures, basic things that we sometimes may take for granted that everyone knows how to do, they ensure that their children are prepared for when they roll into kindergarten.
And you mentioned that there are two teachers per class.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the class size look like typically?
So we have 18 students per classroom.
Okay.
We have a teacher and then an aide, but that aide is considered to be a teacher as well.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you've got hands-on.
Yes.
You're kind of doubling down on the teachers to make sure that, you know, the students have more attention when needed. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity to be able to take advantage of. It's absolutely free. It's part of the Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, and you can learn more about it on the school website, scsboe.org. And the link is there to register. It opens today. It's through March 14th. Is there anything I'm missing that you want to share?
We have a random selection on March the 18th. That's going to be held at the central office. It's open to the community. So if you want to come, you can come and watch if you want to.
Okay.
Don't have to participate. You will receive, once you register your child, you will receive a confirmation email. Be on the lookout for that. And then again, if you're not selected the first go round, we will have a wait list to potentially pull you in throughout the school year.
How many do you expect to register?
Last year we had over 100 families that registered for their children in the program.
And what do they need to have with them when they do the registration online?
So they have to create an account.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to provide their birth certificate and proof of residence.
Okay. All right.
Well, so those two items. And even if you don't have the birth certificate at that moment, mm-hmm. it will still allow you to register.
Okay.
But it will send you a message letting you know that, hey, one of the final steps, you know, if you are selected, understand that, you know, you need to be able to provide that birth certificate.
Right.
Because once again, we don't want that to be a barrier either.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand that. Well, great. That's going to be fantastic. I know so many parents are looking forward to that, to get their kids into your school system mm-hmm. at an early age. Yes. And you're providing that for them here. Again, the first class pre-K pre-registration, it's all online at scsboe.org. You can check it out now. Register your kids through March 14th. Switching gears for a moment, we've got a big game happening Monday night.
Yes.
It's the national championship, Ohio State versus Notre Dame. This is big. There's no Alabama team in the fight this year.
Correct.
But there is an Alabama native that is going to be on the field that night. We're talking about Dr. Steve Marlowe, who is on the board for Sylacauga City yes. Schools. He is, for those who don't know, a head official in the SEC, or excuse me, in college football, I guess, in the industry, if you will, of college football. He does SEC games. We could not be more proud of the fact that he is going to be the head referee for yes. Monday night's game.
How exciting.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
I know just internally, I mean, that's exciting for the school system. It's one of our own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he's one of our longest standing board members.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, he's volunteered his time all these years for our school board.
Yes.
But this is definitely something he loves, and how exciting for him to be chosen for that game.
Yeah, it's going to be it's definitely going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it's going to be in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we definitely want to wish him the best and his yes. whole family for that. That's
and just so we all need to be watching.
Absolutely. Even if there's no team that we're rooting for yes. necessarily.
We'll rooting be rooting for Dr. Marlowe.
Absolutely. To make some good calls. No pressure.
Yes.
No pressure.
Yes.
I mean, if y'all are like me, whenever you're watching a football game, you're like, oh my gosh, come on, ref. Like, what are you doing? I mean, there's going to be a call. So no, we wish him the best, and hopefully everything will go well on Monday night for him. That's a seems like the pinnacle to yes. be able to do something like
and
that.
And I would just encourage our listeners, this is Board Appreciation Month. And yeah. so every week this month, we've been highlighting a different board member. Mm-hmm. So just be on the lookout for this Friday. We're going to highlight Dr. Marlowe. So yes. this is going to be his week.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect timing for that.
Yes.
Well, great. Dr. Jacqueline Rivers, Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much for being here today. And happy Wednesday to you. I hope you yes. have a great rest of the week.
Yes, you too. Yep.